This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. United States Senator Chuck Grassley is introducing legislation this week that would help to regulate the dispute settlement process for United States ag trade. Up next, we will hear from the senator on his aims for this bill.
Why are more people heating their homes with FS propane? Because it's better to work with a company that lives and works in the same community that you do. When it comes to the comfort of your family, trust FS. We have highly trained service professionals who monitor your system for proper operation, safety, and maximum efficiency, so you can be sure that FS propane will leave your family with a good, warm feeling all season long. Contact your local FS propane specialist today. FS propane feels like home. Visit fspropane.com for more information.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley says he is introducing legislation this week that would help clarify priorities in ag trade disputes with international trade partners.
I'm introducing a bill with Senator Cassidy of Louisiana. That bill would establish a joint task force between USDR and USDA on ag trade enforcement. Our goal is for USDR to consult closely with USDA on dispute settlement priorities, because lately USTR has been slow to the punch.
Grassley says that USTR took too long to act when attempting to settle the dispute with Mexico over its proposed GMO corn ban.
I'm glad USTR convened a dispute settlement panel on Mexico's GMO corn ban, but the decision was way, way overdue. The Biden administration needs to play better offense for our farm producers.
Yesterday, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced USDA is providing $2.3 billion to help American producers maintain and develop markets for their commodities. Senator Grassley has previously voiced concerns about utilizing funds from the CCC without the authorization of Congress. Despite past criticisms, Grassley says the money will help Iowa's farmers.
Oh, of course it will. But, you know, I'm also an advocate for the fact that we need to put some congressional curbs on what CCC money can be used for. I'm an advocate for that amendment, and the power of the purse belongs to the Congress.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.